This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Cherry Creek Schools will open its doors for in-person learning on August 17th. For the first week, certain grade levels will attend school on certain days to get students used to new routines. After that, kindergarten through fifth grade will return in person 5 days a week. Sixth through 12th graders will attend classes in person twice a week in different groups and remotely on the other days. And kids will be placed in cohorts or smaller groups of students. The RTD board has selected three finalists in the search for its next CEO. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports that they're all from outside Colorado.
Each finalist has years of experience in public transit, and all three are women: Deborah Johnson, Adelie LeGrand, and Tina Quigley. If one of them gets the job, she'd become RTD's first female CEO, and she'd be walking into a tough set of circumstances. The pandemic has sent ridership and revenues tumbling, all while Governor Jared Polis is keeping pressure on RTD to deliver its train to Boulder, which is long overdue. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
CDOT will once again close parts of westbound I-70 on the west side of Glenwood Springs to help firefighters contain the mile marker 111 fire. Crews say they made significant progress yesterday. The human-caused fire has covered 9 acres and is now 85% contained. Travelers should expect delays this afternoon and this evening along I-70. It is 88 degrees and clear in Montrose with a red flag warning, so watch out. This is CPR News.